Good morning, everyone. My name is Dongil. I came from Iowa State University. Today, we show 2-year data set from Central Iowa. Okay. Light frame buffers are very well-known pest management practice which mitigate non-point solution problem, especially nitrate in agriculture area. Denitrification process is the main mechanism we can expect the reduction of nitrate. However, denitrification process emits N2 gas. Also, the emitted N2 gas can be dissolved in the groundwater. The dissolved N2 flow into the stream, and then they also can contribute to the atmospheric sphere. So, as you know, the N2 gas is a very well known major greenhouse gas. Also, it causes the ozone depletion. So, we have two questions. The first question is, are light frame buffers a more significant source of N2 than adjacent crop field? Second question is, is underground water exported from the creek from the light frame buffers a significant source of dissolved N2? Our study sites are located in Central Iowa. The name is Bear Creek Watershed. We have one crop field site, 3 forest buffer, 3 warm season grass filter, 1 cool season grass filter, 6 well transect. They are on the all soil mapping unit. We use the static advanced chamber we collect every week since October 2005. Also, we collect the soil temperature at the same time. We analyze the gas ECDGC method, and then we calculate the cumulative N2 emission using integration method. Also, we collect the soil sample from the 15 centimeter, and then we analyze soil physical chemical property, and then we use incubation two different use. C2H2 and the O2 inhibitor, and then we try to distinguish the source of N2. Also, we collect groundwater sample from the adjacent to crop field, and then adjacent to creek. This is the inflow part. This is outflow part. Using the groundwater sample, we analyze dissolved N2O, also nitrate, DOC, DO, pH. This is a result from our gas emission data. We found out a diurnal temporal variation of N2 flux. We conducted first 24-hour sampling in November 2005. The soil temperature was almost around 3 and 4. And then, however, there was no significant difference between crop field and light frame buffer. Interestingly, we observed negative flux in the field. Next one is May 2006. Soil temperature around 15 Celsius, which we observed crop field showed significantly higher N2 emission. Next one, July 2007. Soil temperature of a crop field was almost 35 to maximum 36.7. However, light frame buffer was around 25. We observed significantly higher N2 emission from crop field. Using three 20 power sampling, we calculated cumulative diurnal N2 emission, and then we found out the cumulative diurnal emission from the crop field was significantly higher than light frame buffer every season. This one is a temporal variation of N2 flux from October 2005 to October 2005 to May 2005. In the crop field, we observed four different peak emission. They are followed by soil sowing, fertilizer application, tillage application, also sowing. However, the light frame buffer, different forest buffer, they did not show any peak emission. Also, their emission was very low. Also, warm season grass filters, or cool season grass filter, did not show any significant difference. Also, their emission was very low comparing to graphene. Using more data, we calculated average of daily and two flux, and then we found out graphene was was significantly higher. Also, lithium buffer, there is no significant difference of N2 emission by vegetation type or by site. Using integration method, we calculate cumulative N2 emission about 17 months, and then we found Crabfield has around 11 kilogram N2O. However, lithium buffer just showed around 1 to 5 to 4 kilogram N2O in the lithium buffer. This is a result from soil property analysis and incubation experiment. Our analysis of soil property show Crabfield has a very low soil carbon, soil nitrogen, and soil pH comparing to the lithium buffers. This result came from the inhibition incubator method. So we found out two different things. Crabfield showed very significantly higher N2 emission. Also, main source was nitrate for denitrification. Also, the incubation experiment showed end-to-end. Crabfield showed significantly high end-to-end ratio. Result 3, using groundwater, we analyzed nitrate and dissolved N2O. These two pictures, the black dot show the inflow of the groundwater, red dot represent outflow of groundwater. Two different sites we found outflow of groundwater has significantly lower nitrate comparing inflow groundwater. However, dissolved N2O in outflow and inflow, they did not show any significant difference. So groundwater has around 72-73 neutral pH condition. Also, the groundwater has a very low dissolved oxygen condition. Using our result from the gas chamber soil incubation test, also groundwater sample, we conclude first N2 gas emission from Crabfield was significantly higher than lithium buffer. We discussed fertilizer and tillage application affect the N2 emission. Also, Crabfield does not have any insulation effect, also shade effect. Crabfield showed extremely high soil temperature in summer, also extremely low soil temperature in the winter. So that kind of extreme condition increased the soil microbial activity, also caused a soil sowing effect. Crabfield has a very low pH in the soil. We think the low pH inhibit N2O reductase in gentrification process. So N2O still remained in the soil. We found nitrate fiber denitrification was the main source of N2O in Crabfield and lithium buffer. The soil temperature was a relatively dry condition. This conclusion was very similar to other current research. We definitely can say we need to more research about nitrate for denitrification as a source of N2O. Amounts of N2O in different kind of lithium buffer vegetation were not significantly different. Also, groundwater exported to the creek from lithium buffer were not significant source of the dissolved N2O. We think groundwater on the lithium buffer has a high DOC, neutral pH, and low DO condition. So this kind of condition increased the N2O reduction in nitrification. So a lot of N2O came from the denitrification reduced to the N2 situation. This is take-home messaging. Lithium buffer was not main source of N2 emission. Also, the groundwater dissolved N2O in groundwater was not also main source of N2O emission. This research was funded by US EPA, USDA SADC Graduate Student Grant Program, also University of Iowa, University of Missouri. We appreciate Lee and Long and Otis Smith from the Otis Smith from Smith for lab assistant or the field assistant. Also, we especially appreciate Dr. Nicole Rangy, who helped our incubation experiment, also gave us a very invaluable comment about the incubation experiment.
Thank you.